So here's a question we haven't asked in a little bit. Did Donald Trump really just say that? Over the weekend, the former president not only repeated his lies about the 2020 election being stolen, he suggested on social media, and we're quoting here, the termination of all rules, regulations, and articles, even those found in the Constitution. It prompted outrage from Democrats, and some Republicans were outraged too. A White House spokesman said attacking the Constitution is anathema to the soul of the nation. For a longer view on this, we have Julian Zelizer, historian at Princeton, back with us. Hi, Julian.
Hi, it's nice to be with you.
Termination of articles, even those in the Constitution. As far as getting our attention, Donald Trump once again succeeded. As a historian, how did you react when you saw this?
Well, it's one more statement from the former president. I think that's not going to happen, but it reflects his view of a lot of the laws and rules by which we govern. And I think whether he was saying that just to be provocative or whether he meant it, it gets to something that we saw during those 4 years where you had a leader who was willing to really abandon or circumvent some of the core features of our democratic system.
Mm-hmm. You're a presidential historian. Are there any historical parallels that come to mind?
This one, I can't think of any. There's certainly been presidents who are attacked for violating the Constitution, and that ranges from FDR and the expansion of the court to George W. Bush and the counterterrorism program. But we don't have one, former or existing, who calls for essentially the termination of the entire founding document.
Yeah. Now, some Republicans have condemned what Donald Trump has said. Here's some audio of Congressman Dave Joyce of Ohio.
Well, you know, he says a lot of things. You have to take them in context. And right now, I have to worry about making sure as a Republican governance group and a Republican majority that we make things work for American people. And I can't be really chasing every one of these crazy statements that come out.
You know, in our newsroom, we ask the same thing, right? Do we chase every statement from the former president to talk about, to give oxygen to? What do you think about this case and whether it's worth visiting, discussing?
Well, he's running for the presidency again. And this is connected to election denialism and what was a very serious attack on the 2020 election that still has a lot of support in the Republican Party. So if that is the context, then sure, when a candidate says something like this, we have to pay attention and it's worth reporting. It doesn't have to be endless. It doesn't have to be constant. But I think it's worth noting the state of mind of the former president.
A former president who for now is the leader of the Republican Party, who has a knack for taking what many consider fringe ideas and normalizing them in the party. Could that happen here?
Absolutely. I mean, if we were talking about election denialism in 2019, I'm sure we would have had the same kind of comments. Oh, there's President Trump saying Trumpian things. But it sunk in and it became literally a rallying cry for a lot of candidates in 2022. So when someone of his stature says things like this, we have now seen how it can take a hold in big parts of the electorate. And in that way, it's very serious to throw those ideas out there.
Now, these comments by Donald Trump were blasted by the White House, which called the Constitution sacrosanct. And I want to ask you about that. You know, in our public discourse, there's often this perception that this document, the Constitution, has a halo over it. We know, though, it was written by white men, many of whom bought and sold human beings. The Constitution explicitly propped up slavery, excluded women. Is it helpful to talk about the Constitution as this untouchable document?
No, but there's a big difference between talking about it as untouchable or subscribing to what's called originalism and saying, let's just throw it out altogether or totally ignore the rules that we depend on to keep the democracy stable. So there's plenty of room for interpretation, for change, but the framework itself, to just talk about gutting it, I think really kind of misses an essential part of our history and something that has also had beneficial effects.
Yeah. It's Julian Zelizer, professor of history at Princeton University. Julian, thank you as always.
Thanks for having me.